It is lunchtime in London, 5 a.m. in Los Angeles, and 8 a.m. here in New York, live from the CNN Financial News headquarters.
It is beautiful outside, perfect September day with lots of sunshine. Oh, would you look at Washington, huh? I'm going outside today.
Other than that, it's kind of quiet around the country. We like quiet. It's quiet. It's too quiet.
Is that American 11 trying to call?
We have some planes. Just stay quiet and you'll be okay. We're returning to the airport.
The pilot, everyone's been stabbed. They're in the back of the airplane. They're not. Oh, the hijackers are in the cockpit.
Oh, no.
Okay, we just lost connection.
CNN breaking news.
This just in, you are looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
There is a major incident in Lower Manhattan.
We just got a report in that there's been some sort of explosion at the World Trade Center in New York City.
Apparently, a plane has just crashed into the World Trade Center.
We understand that a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
We have serious news of a major possible air crash in the United States.
An incredible plane crash into the World Trade Center.
That happened within the last few moments.
Just a few moments ago, something believed to be a plane crashed into the South Tower of the World Trade Center.
As a second jetliner heads for what even to the untrained eye looks like a surgical strike into the South Tower. Against a backdrop of gentle blue skies, a terrorist arrow pierces the heart of a city and a nation.
To be sure, there it is. The plane went right through the other tower of the World Trade Center.
That is a very hard thing to watch.
And clearly.
Once again, welcome back. We're remembering 9/11 here on 103.9 LI News Radio. Again, playing those chilling, chilling news reports of the first moments when the first plane hit at 8:46 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at the World Trade Center, a day that I've said is our second day of infamy and a day that changed this country forever. And we're just so gracious that so many of our elected officials are calling on and people that are remembering. On the line right now, we have our congressman at the time, Felix Grucci. And just very curious of his thoughts. He was part of the, again, when you think about it, being part of Congress and being part of really a decision-making process and knew what may be lying ahead, you know, in terms of the direction that this country is going to be taken. Congressman Grucci, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. I go back, as many of my listeners go back to those days and, again, playing the news clips of the time. It's almost making me a little tongue-tied because you get emotional. You get emotional about what those events really meant to every single one of us, everybody listening to this broadcast right now. But to you, it had to have a different meaning because, I want to say that, you were part of, let's say, the power structure, so to speak, that was going to have to deal with this problem. What were your thoughts?
Well, you're right in that sense, and I will tell you that every year on September 11th, it is a sobering moment for me. I was part of the quote establishment, the power base in Washington that now had to move from a peacetime Congress to a wartime Congress, and it was chilling. You know, I left Washington in August for our August recess to come back and work the district, and everything was fine. We were working on tax cuts and children's educational plans, and we were working towards moving the country forward with.
And that was those were the days that Congress did something. I have to tell you that those were the days. I mean, I don't even mean to be, but you guys were working. You cared about issues. You know, you maybe only cared about Democrats and Republicans on election day, but everybody rolled up their sleeves back then. And I'm only saying that as a sense of frustration.
But you're correct. And the atmosphere in Washington between the rivalry parties, if you will, was a completely different rivalry. You know, your adversaries today were your colleagues on a bill tomorrow. But today, it's a whole different world out there. It's, you know, it's not enough to win. You've got to destroy and put your enemies in jail.
We need to learn from you folks. You know, we need to
thank you for that.
Folks, yeah.
But you know, getting back to that that fateful day, you know, some and rightly so liken it to the attack on Pearl Harbor, an unprovoked attack. But in some ways, I think it's even more dire and more serious and more heart-wrenching in the sense that the attack on Pearl Harbor, as devastating as it was for those who lived through it and lived with the memories for years to come, that was an attack against a military installation.
Yes.
But for the Pentagon, this was an attack against a civilian workplace with nothing more in mind than to kill as many innocent people as they can. And they picked the two iconic towers of capitalism, of world trade, of what America stood for, and they tried to and successfully topple it. And in doing so, I can remember when the planes first came in, and there was unsubstantiated reports about how many people might have been in the building. All I could think about was that this was a work day. It was early enough in the morning where people would be at their desks. I could only imagine there was tens of thousands of people inside the building, trapped and waiting for their ultimate fate to come about. And to me, that was heart wrenching and something that I live with each year around this time. So it was a difficult time for all of America. I mean, we got a shot in the eye that we hadn't gotten in many, many years. We went from being a nation of peace and one of prosperity to hurtled into a time of war and uncertainty and, you know, fighting an enemy that we hadn't seen the likes of until that day,
an enemy
that doesn't wear a uniform, that doesn't have an army that marches, that doesn't march, you know, that doesn't have an Air Force and Navy, but works on people's terror and fear and embeds themselves into their everyday life. And if you look at today, while we were diligent and credit goes to President Bush, to President Obama and the military and the intelligence agencies for keeping us safe and preventing any serious attack like that from ever happening again, at least up until this point, is a testament to who we are, what we can do, and how we can get back on our feet and march forward. And we're going to continue this fight until the enemy, which is terrorism, is eradicated from this world.
Did you have a clear picture at the time, when this occurred? Obviously, we were all stunned. But did you start to put a clear picture that we now have this unseen enemy that we're going to be that we now have to fight? And the second part of that, were you brought into anything from the White House? Did they brief members of Congress of what our future course of action would be?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, to both of those. The first part of your question was, you know, it was brand new for most of us to have an enemy like the likes of which just attacked the United States, and to come to realization that
In the meantime, we're speaking with Felix Grucci. He was the congressman at the time, what is still known as the 1st Congressional District. And to get a perspective of what it would be like to be a member of Congress at that time, and how the part that you would play, and the fact that here you are, you're dealing with, and I'll say, mundane issues about, you know, different things and so on, as the congressman is saying. The next thing you know, that you're now on a wartime footing. You're now placed in the same types of members of Congress that, we go back to, let's say World War II, and having to deal with that. Are you back on the air, Congressman?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay. So we lost you for a little bit.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
To answer your question, yes, it was a rude awakening in the sense that when I left Congress for my work in the district, we were at peace. When I returned, there were F-15s patrolling the skies.
Wow.
There were military vehicles strategically placed that had missile batteries ready to be launched. Automatic weapons were seen more frequently in and around the Capitol area, and the Congress people were all given briefings as to where their safe place was to go in the case that they were at work, either in their committee rooms or in the Capitol itself if another attack were to take place. We were taught and shown how to darn masks to protect us from biological weaponry. It was a different place.
It was almost and like we, one day changed it all. Is that what we're saying, Congressman?
Exactly right.
Wow.
You know, in those few moments that it took for those planes to come careening into the World Trade Centers is how fast our lives changed in America.
Mm. I mean, it's almost like, when you became a member of Congress and you were dealing, and you were a local, I think, Brookhaven Town Supervisor, I believe, if I could remember
That's
correctly.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're dealing with issues and now you get more involved. And I guess it had to be almost surreal that in one minute you're doing what you love, dealing public service. Next thing you know, you're dealing with a global tragedy in to a large extent. You know, much different.
You're correct, and you know the members of Congress were given various top secret meetings on
yes.
the
yeah.
progress of what was happening and. The terror threats that were coming in and possibly may have succeeded if we weren't vigilant.
Mm.
And a lot of credit also I've got to give to not only our leaders, the president and his staff, but also the American people. The American people came together in a time of this immense tragedy and crisis, and they started to become a little bit more vigilant about what was happening around them.
Well said.
They became more conscious of things that they wouldn't pay attention to in the past, and that has helped immensely our intelligence agencies, our local law enforcement people, our first responders, to be able to thwart off any future attacks of that magnitude.
Mm. And, you know, I just feel it must have been sometimes for you. I mean, just a time in your life that you felt an incredible spirit in what you were doing. And
there was fear, there was anxiety,
yeah.
but there was also an immense sense
yeah.
of pride and patriotism that took place not only in the halls of Congress, but around the country. And it would, you know, if I can make one plea more to the American people, it would be to remember back to those days when patriotism and unity were the order of the day. And let's bring that back into our civil discourse of today.
Well said. I want to end it on that point. Once again, Congressman Felix Grucci, who represented us in the United States House of Representatives on that fateful day 16 years ago. I would say this, Congressman, I'm going to say have a nice day. But what I really want to say is just have a day of remembrance, because I think it's that important.
Thank you to you and to all your listeners.
Thank you. You know, just, incredible when you think about, being a member of Congress at that time and watching those events, but now knowing that you're going to be involved in a decision here, and it could be a declaration of war or to commit and to put American men and women into harm's way. Just incredible reflection. On the line now is Jesse Garcia. Jesse is the Town of Brookhaven Republican chair, but more important, Jesse, chief of staff you were at the time for who we just heard from. Congressman Grucci.
Yes, I had the pleasure and the honor to serve side by side and shoulder to shoulder of Congressman Grucci. When first he was a supervisor, but probably never more proud of serving for an elected official than I did during that time of 9/11 and the aftermath than when I served with Congressman Grucci.
Yeah. I mean, what were your thoughts? I mean, if you had to say something to Long Island today and to Americans today, what's the best way to reflect this of what took place 16 years ago? I mean, you were right in the thick of it, too, with him as chief of staff. You know,
yes.
He was bouncing things off you and you were bouncing things off him. Like, what do we do?
Yeah. Honestly, though, you know, when it comes to that, one of the reasons why the people of Brookhaven and then the first congressional district elected Felix Grucci as their supervisor and then a congressman is because he was a very decisive individual.
Mm.
He took in a lot of input, and then he was very good at taking information and making an immediate decision that during his public career turned out to be very, very beneficial for the people that he served. I mean, he learned that unique skill as being the president of, you know, an international fireworks company. But one of the things that I would remember is I'm ever thankful to the first responders, the members of law enforcement, and our U.S. Armed Service personnel. They, when we and Americans were running away from a disaster, they were running towards a disaster. They were running towards a disaster for the purposes of keeping all of us safe.
Yes. Yeah.
Whether you were an employee in those towers, whether you're a bystander walking by those beautiful towers, or you were just going about your normal day, they ran towards danger, and they do that every day. And that's why I think that we should all be very thankful, very mindful of those who wear the uniform, because they don't know when they answer the bell if they're going to return home. It happens like on September 11th in the blink of an eye. Congressman Grucci said, and I think you were discussing it, how America and the world changed in 81 minutes. And that's how I remember September 11th, is being thankful and being awe-inspired by the courage and the determination of those individuals that kept all of us safe, whether you were in Lower Manhattan, on Long Island,
yes, yeah,
in the Pentagon, or throughout this country. They kept us safe.
Did the nature of your work that you did for the congressman, did that change also, as indicated by the congressman himself? But, you know, in terms of constituent inquiries and things like that, which you would say is somewhat mundane for most members of Congress, but did all of a sudden that change? And you just said, what, 81 minutes?
It didn't change, because I just to disagree a little bit, maybe let's take a different point of view. I think that for any public official, any elected official, that the constituent matters, and the matters of that constituent, their people, their voters, the people they represent, and they've taken an oath to do so. Mm. That matter, no matter if it's a stop sign or if it's ensuring that we have the war power ready to win a war on terror, either one of those issues and anything in between, the elected official needs to be very decisive, be researched, and be informed before they act.
Mm.
And I think what we saw was, almost immediately, a stream of patriotism in this country. And I know that on the Financial Services Committee that Congressman Grucci served on, they went into a mode of ensuring that this could not happen again from a financial point of view, because the financial markets and financial institutions were manipulated, as we found out in the 9/11 report.
Yes, that's
that
right.
They were manipulated so that money could be funneled to terrorists and bad people who were kind of trying to kill Americans.
Yeah.
And Felix Grucci took a point position on that committee to ensure that we made it difficult and we closed loopholes, meaning America and the banking system closed loopholes to make sure that funding system would be cut off. Now, listen, bad people will find a bunch of different ways, to do bad things and get finance to do that. But the thing is, the other part of how I remember September 11th is being diligent and being vigilant.
Yes.
I don't believe that we can ever forget. No one should ever forget what transpired on September 11th.
And I think that's
on that beautiful, clear morning.
And beautiful morning, yeah. And that's the reflection, I think, that we all have to take away from us. Once again, Jesse Garcia, town of Brookhaven Republican chair, and also chief of staff to who we just heard. And, great statements by Felix Grucci, former congressman of the 1st Congressional District. Jesse, thanks for calling on this day. And I'll say, just have a day of remembrance. I think it's important for all of us.
Thank you, and thank you to all those men and women of uniform.
Exactly. Thank you. Now, we're going to get back for our final segment, a couple more elected officials and community leaders calling on. But this segment of our program is being brought to you by the Suffolk County Patrolmen's Benevolent Association. The PBA serves to support law enforcement, participate in special events and programs all designed to help protect our community. They care about you and keeping us all safe. From the anti-drinking and driving campaigns to protecting our children with education on the Megan's Law, PBA promotes a great relationship between the police and the people it's sworn to serve. Suffolk County is one of the safest counties in the country, and the PBA takes pride in its strong belief in our security. They have honored our fallen heroes and contribute greatly to our suburban way of life. Need to know more? Go right to www.suffolkcountypba.org. Noel DiGirolamo, president, and also recognizing Long Island Abate. great motorcycle rights and safety advocacy group, Long Island Abate. American Bikers for Awareness, Training, and Education promote safety on our roads for the 2- and 3-wheeled rider to ensure automobile drivers look and see and know that motorcycles are everywhere. They promote training, common sense laws, attend court proceedings to ensure justice for those involved in motorcycle accidents where a driver is drunk, distracted, or recklessly careless. Call Abate President Jim Barr at 1-888-LI-ABATE or visit the website longislandabate.org. When we get back, we're going to continue on with this, getting some great thoughts and comments as we look and remembering the events of 16 years ago today. I'm your host, Tom Shalero. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
So we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black.